AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The United Nations General Assembly is debating a response to Russia's effort to absorb four provinces in eastern and southern Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, says Russia attacked Ukraine's cities after a bridge from Russia into Crimea was bombed.
Terrorist Russia shelled the capital city of Kyiv and many other Ukrainian cities throughout the country with at least 84 missiles and 24 UAVs.
AP's Ben Thomas has more on today's missile attacks.
Civilians, heads bloodied and bandaged, could be seen on the streets of the capital, Kyiv, being tended to by emergency responders who weren't otherwise trying to douse smoldering rubble. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's barrage inflicted the most damage on civilians, and video images showed a flaming crater right next to a playground. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his forces used precision weapons, targeting energy infrastructure and military command facilities. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
President Biden echoed that in a statement saying Russia's brutality will only reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
A dozen unions have to approve the tentative contract with the nation's freight railroads. Four have, but more than half of the members of the third largest reject the pact. Not because of the 24% pay raise or $5,000 bonuses. It's a lack of paid time off, particularly sick pay. The maintenance workers say conditions are worse since the railroads eliminated nearly a third of their jobs in the last 6 years. A strike would be a major blow to the economy. Actor and documentary filmmaker Jennifer Seibel Newsom, married to California Governor Gavin Newsom, is among the accusers of Harvey Weinstein, who will testify at his rape and sexual assault trial. This is AP News. Former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is one of three U.S.-based economists to win a Nobel Prize this year.
In 1983, Bernanke examined how Great Depression bank collapses led to economic devastation.
The simple idea that the financial system it can be a driver of economic activity and unemployment.
25 years later, as the financial system went into a panic,
scientists should do real-world applications of their ideas.
Bernanke did as Fed chair, taking steps that calmed investors and propped up big banks. He's sharing this year's prize with Douglas Diamond and Philip Dibvig,
whose work on bank runs was very seminal. Had a big impact on me.
Bernanke says the honor was totally unexpected, as was the turnout for his news conference.
Wow, a lot of people came. Oh boy, you know the baseball playoffs are on.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.